please be seated. Have you had your lunch? It's okay, sorry. Okay. We can. Yeah. Would you like to finish your lunch?
I'm fine.
Okay. Right. If we may resume, Mr. Evinton.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. So before we had the break, we were at the occasion on the 3rd of October, 3rd and 4th of October, that period, just to refresh you. And I had asked you, well, Mr. Chairman asked you a series of questions. But prior to that, I had asked you about whether you would have told your CEC in advance and whether they would have seen a draft and so on. So just to round up that portion of the evidence, by the 4th of October, the CEC had not been told that Ms. Khan might make a clarification in Parliament to tell the truth, which means explain that she had lied in Parliament, correct?
No, that is correct.
And that there was no draft of her statement prepared prior to that date, correct?
No.
Now, we heard the words that you used on the 3rd of October, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I think it's on the record. And I asked you whether you followed up with something clear in writing, and the answer was no, right?
That is correct.
Can you answer this question? Did you tell Ms. Khan directly to tell the truth in Parliament? Or words to that effect?
Words to that effect, yes, I did.
Okay. And tell me what those words to the effect are.
The words to that effect were, if this issue comes up in Parliament, you have to take responsibility and take ownership of this matter.
Okay.
And that you have to tell the truth.
Did you say that?
I don't believe I said you have to tell the truth, but that's what I meant when I told her you have to take ownership
and responsibility. So you did not say to her that you have to tell the truth?
No, I did not.
All right. Now, can I ask you this so that I understand the timeline?
Sure.
3rd to 7th August, you were still trying to understand whether or not the allegations could be substantiated. You pressed Ms. Khan.
Yes.
Right. 7th, she spoke to you and you knew that there was a falsehood. She confessed
yes.
to you.
She confessed, yes.
Yes. On the 8th of August, there was a meeting, which we'll get to, where three of you, with yourself, with Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal,
that's right.
met with Ms. Khan.
That's right.
And that's at your home.
That's at my home.
And between the 8th of August and the 1st of October, which was your email to Workers' Party members, Workers' Party MPs, I beg your pardon.
Yes, on the 1st of October.
There was no interaction with Ms. Khan on this issue?
No, there was not.
Was there any interaction with Ms. Khan's family on this issue in this period? To ascertain if they had become aware of the issue so that Ms. Khan could then proceed to clarify the matter in Parliament?
No, there was not.
And the first occasion thereafter would have been the 1st of October email. That means the first occasion after the 8th of August would have been the 1st of October email.
The 1st of October email was a general email to all the MPs. Yes.
Okay, and I think you said you wanted to produce a copy of that. So could you?
Yes, I will be happy to produce that into evidence.
And after the 1st of October, there was a 3rd of October meeting at her home, which we spent some time on earlier.
That is correct.
Okay, and that's when you said you told her to take ownership and responsibility, but did not tell her to speak the truth in those words.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, would you accept that it is important It is important to how we look at, characterize, and assess the facts for there to be complete disclosure so that everyone is on the same page.
I think it's very hard to disagree with that, yes.
Right. Now, can I ask you to look at your press conference, the transcripts again?
I don't think I have that in front of me.
A copy to you earlier.
May I have returned it to Lin Hui? Thank you.
Now, Mr. Singh.
Yes.
So we agreed earlier that there were two parts to it. I mean, the first is your prepared speech, which you then delivered, and then you open it up to the floor.
Yes.
Or rather, before that, Ms. Lim, I think, spoke in Mandarin, and then you open it up to the floor.
Yes.
There were several questions. Now, in your prepared speech, actually in both your prepared speech as well as in the questions that you fielded thereafter,
mm-hmm.
you did not say that you had told Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October, when you went to her home, to tell her to take responsibility and ownership.
Right? I don't believe I told her.
You can have a look if you like.
I'll take your word for it. I don't recall putting that in. That's right.
And there's also nothing in here which refers to that occasion on the 3rd of October and outlines your expectation on that day that the issue was likely to arise or might arise the next day.
Right.
Right.
If we follow, that's right.
Okay. And there's also no reference here to the message that you conveyed to Ms. Khan on that day, culminating in "I won't judge you."
No, that's right.
Right. Can you offer a reason as to why that is so, when that would have been one of the key events between when the lie was first said in Parliament on the 3rd of October and the 4th of October, which was the next occasion in which this issue came up in Parliament and when she repeated the lie?
Well,
I see. I beg your pardon. Let me rephrase that. Sorry, it would have been a key event between the 3rd of August,
right,
when the lie was first said in Parliament,
right,
and the 4th of October, when the lie was then repeated again,
right,
this time around several times.
Right.
And my point to you is the 3rd of October event
mm-hmm.
was the one event in this timeline which is the most significant and has the most nexus
mm-hmm.
to the issue that we are talking about,
yes,
that this press conference was to address.
Right. The press conference concerned Ms. Raisa Khan's resignation and the circumstances around it, and I didn't feel the need to put that in because it would put Ms. Khan in a very negative light.
But here was the press asking, well,
mm-hmm.
of which at least these two would be most germane.
Mm-hmm.
First, what did the Workers' Party senior leadership know?
Right.
And when it knew?
Right, which will answer.
Probably a third, which is, what then did it do?
Right.
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 And I think, what then did it do? The 3rd of October meeting would figure very prominently under the heading, what then did it do?
Yes.
Right? Because this would disclose that the Workers' Party had contemplated, or at least you had contemplated, that it might arise, and on the 3rd of October, put in a very strong message to Ms. Khan that she was to clarify the lie.
Right. There was no untoward reason to exclude it. In my judgment, I figured that if that was in, it would unnecessarily put Ms. Khan under even more pressure than she was already under. As it is, she had admitted to lying. And then to be told that your SG also visited you at your house to tell you to take responsibility, I think it would have been very, very negative on her. But that was the only reason. There was no other reason to conceal it, if you're suggesting that.
Can I just ask you if you put forward a suggestion to you
mm-hmm.
that you were concerned with putting in this incident, because if you did, you would then have to explain what you told Ms. Khan. You told Ms. Khan, let me put forward the proposition, and then you can agree or disagree, okay? So let me start again. You were concerned with revealing this incident, because if you did, you would have to also address a follow-up question, which would be, what then did you tell Ms. Khan? And your concern was that what you told Ms. Khan could come across as being equivocal and not clear enough, that it was made clear to her that she would have to tell the truth the next time she was in Parliament. Would you agree?
I disagree.
Because in the entire timeline of what the Workers' Party did following its knowledge of this lie, the 3rd of October meeting stands out mm-hmm. as being the only occasion when you went to see Ms. Khan mm-hmm. after you became aware, and you went to see Ms. Khan for at least one of the specific reasons was to contemplate that it might arise the next day.
Yes, correct? Correct.
So wouldn't you agree that that's a relevant point to put out into the public domain?
I disagree for the reason I have already put on record. I didn't find it necessary to further expose Ms. Raisa to more attention or attention to the extent that people be saying, your SG also went so far as to visit you to tell you to take responsibility and ownership. That was the only reason. Right. There was no other reason.
But you see, Ms. Khan,
for which it wasn't included in the press con.
Sorry, what did you say?
For
that
which
was
it
the
was
reason.
Included,
okay.
Yeah, the press con.
But would you accept the suggestion that if you had put it out, Ms. Khan, who we now know, has taken a very different view mm-hmm. and interpretation of that meeting, might then say this never happened?
That did not cross my mind at all. There was no reason for me to consider that even.
Okay. Now, earlier on we talked about Mr. Nathan and Ms. Low. Mm-hmm. And you asked, well, you know, did they come forward? Did they make a view known? And so on. Mm-hmm. I'd like to explore that line. But before that, I'd like to show you some messages mm-hmm. that went on between them. Mm-hmm. You were not party to those.
Okay.
So I'm just sharing with you. And you may be seeing this for the first time.
Right.
But this was in... The relevance of this, which I would like to explain to you, is because you, on the 12th of October, did meet with Mr. Low and Mr. Nathan, and yes. you did relate to them what you told Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October.
Yes.
Right. So, to that extent, the evidence that Ms. Low and Mr. Nathan gave about what you told them and how you put it across was relevant to the COP, and we received that evidence,
mm-hmm.
and we asked some questions as well. And I'd like to put it to you
mm-hmm.
based on the messages and what they have said to
sure.
this committee.
Okay? Please go ahead.
So I'd like to start, Mr. Singh, with this large bundle here. This is the bundle from Ms. Low. Could I ask you, please, Mr. Singh, to turn to page 163?
Sorry, 163.
Three.
Yes.
Just to give you an orientation of this bundle.
Yes.
It's a download of the WhatsApp messages
right.
that took place in a chat group between Mr. Nathan, Ms. Low, and
right.
Ms. Khan.
Okay.
And the parts that are redacted in black mm-hmm. were redacted by Ms. Low when she furnished it to us.
Okay, without your sight of what was redacted.
One or more of the staff from the parliament may have seen what it is and agreed with the redaction, but I'm not privy to that.
Okay.
I have not seen it. And I'm telling you that this is not redacted because we don't want you to
I
see
understand.
It, but because I have
not,
also
I'm not,
not
that
myself
suggestion.
Seen
I'm not
it,
making
okay?
that suggestion.
Yeah, I wanted to explain that to you so that you know why there are portions which have been blacked out. Okay. Now, I will show you a number of pages from this,
mm-hmm.
and I hope you bear with me because they give you the full context of where I'm coming to, and
mm-hmm.
I'd like to explain to you that I'll be asking you some questions on their view of what you told them about what you said to Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October.
I understand.
Okay. So, can you please start with 163?
Mm-hmm.
Some of this is a bit of banter, and I will just skip over, okay? So, beginning at 3rd of November, you see the timing?
Yes, I do.
3:34 p.m.
Yes.
We've got an insight to how they planned this, etc., and asking you to resign now is really quite a betrayal and completely reactionary. However important it is to preserve WP's image. If they really play you out, I will be quite shaken. But hopefully they don't. Sylvia patted me and said, all will be well. That's from Marisha.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in the aftermath of the announcement of the disciplinary panel on the 2nd of November.
Right.
So that
this
was
the 3rd of November.
Yes, now this is the 3rd.
Yeah.
So I wanted to start with that to give you the context of what they were discussing.
Sure.
So you can just quickly cast your eye over the next couple of pages.
Right.
And I'll just highlight a few to you.
Okay.
If you go to page 166 and 167, you will see that they're talking about the disciplinary panel at 167.
Where on 167, sorry?
13th.
That's why I see it. A lot of it is redacted, but so just the part guys, that's not redacted.
During the DP meeting, Pritam mentioned that if I don't have the support of my immediate teammates, there is no point in me continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Raisa then goes on to say, I haven't spoken to Rue, but we know how she feels about me, and Jameis is not sure if I should continue. I haven't spoken to Lewis about it.
Yes.
So, again, for context, by this time, Ms. Khan had met with the DP on the 8th of November.
Yes.
And one of the issues raised was whether she would have the support of her Sengkang GRC teammates.
I have notes on this. I think very briefly it would have come up.
Yes.
Yes, I will answer.
And
yes.
Her understanding at least was that she would have to. She was asked to consult with the other teammates to check if they were comfortable with her continuing.
This did happen, but I have to double check on the dates when that representation was made to her. Because it was made more strongly on the 29th when she requested to see the DP for the second time.
At least based on this, as on the 13th of November, in Raisha's mind, in Ms. Khan's mind, she was required to do this and she's been speaking to Jameis and she hasn't spoken to Ting Rue or Lewis.
To inquire whether she has their support.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Over the next page at 168, Yudish is at 10:40 a.m. says, I'm wondering if the CC going to expel you. I don't get the sense that they're about to do that, even though I know we're all a bit afraid of that. So the other three opinions don't really matter now. And then it goes a few lines down at 10:44. So by saying this, what does Pritam want you to do? Resign? I think he does, Raisha says.
Mm-hmm.
Yudish says, and he gets off scot-free? Because right now, people don't know that he knew it was a lie when he told that to Shanmugam.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he actually refers to Ms. Khan. And my understanding is that even if you are no longer an MP, you still have to go through the Committee of Privileges, where if they ask you about what the leaders knew and when, you could damage Pritam's reputation if you reveal the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Raisha says, I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yudish says, what I'm saying is, it's not about what you would or wouldn't do at that stage. But Pritam needs to be accountable to public also.
Yes.
If he throws you under the bus, don't forget, PNS, which I think is Pritam and Sylvia, literally told you your political career wouldn't end by coming clean. Raisha then says, they did tell me that. And that's why I was shocked by P's behaviour at the panel.
Mm-hmm.
I think P refers to you at the panel.
P refers, would refer to me, yes.
I don't know if I can trust them anymore and remain as an MP if the SK team is against it. Which I take as a reference to her being asked to check if she has their support.
It possibly could be, okay. Yes.
Then you cast your eye over the rest of the page, talking about what the CEC and when they might vote,
yes,
and so on. At the bottom, Paying then says, am I allowed to talk to any of them, including Pritam? Because it would mean that I would have to share some degree of info you've shared with me. Raisha says, what information though? Over the page, like Pritam saying your team doesn't support you. Raisha says, that's a good idea, but I don't think they will agree. I can just talk to Pritam, Paying says. But Raisha says at 12:09, but meeting the other three MPs would be a good idea. So they were talking about the DP, what's happening from the DP.
Yes, this is on the 13th of November.
Yes, 13th of November.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rest of the next three or four pages are either redacted or they're referring to a speech made by a previous MP, Mr. Siu, so that's not relevant for my purposes. I'll ask you to pick it up again from page 179.
Yes.
So this time round is 18th of November. It says, hey guys, and then some parts are redacted. Why would someone do this? So I'm not really sure why these are redacted. But if you go over the page, I'm not sure what they're discussing, but at 3:40, there's a question by Raisha. I wonder if Pritam is entertaining this.
Sorry, where are we? I beg your pardon, Mr. Thomas.
Page 180.
180, okay. Yes.
3:40 p.m.
3:40 p.m. Okay, I'm there.
I wonder
yes.
if Pritam is entertaining this.
Yes, but there's a whole redaction.
Redacted, so we don't know what it is.
Yes.
Then at 3:47 p.m, Yudish says, I think Pritam knows he has some guilt in all this too.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of his knowledge of the truth by the Shanmugam sitting, and subsequent silence.
Mm-hmm.
I know the panel is meeting members as late as 4th December.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure until when, though. I really hope it doesn't drag,
yes.
Aisha says. And then over the page, parts of it are redacted, and we can't really make sense of 182, but it appears that it's talking about chats from some other media material.
Yes.
And then at 183, a screenshot of a discussion is posted by Raisha. It's a discussion that she had with you on text. And the date at this point in time is 22nd of November.
Right.
Question by you, Mr. Singh.
Yes.
Have you managed to speak to your teammates? Answer, Rue will not meet, and I'm speaking to Lewis tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You then ask her, do you wish to speak to me about anything? She then replies to you and says, I would like to meet the panel one more time before you come to a decision. I think the last time we met, I was not prepared for the things you had to say, but I've been thinking about it and I would like to be open and honest about the challenges I face and also how I feel I've succeeded. It would be great if I could have the opportunity to do so.
This was to me, yes.
This was to you, yes.
That's right.
And over the page, you see another screenshot. You replied to her and said, this not prepared for the things you had to say is unfortunately not becoming of an MP, Raisha, because you can't make statements and then wish to change your perspective or add something new. The DP session was a very formal meeting. Please email the three of us on the DP and request for a hearing. And then she says she will send an email. So she sends this exchange to Mr. Nathan and Ms. Lowe.
I don't know about that, but...
You didn't know about this at that time, but right. I'm sure...
That she sent it to Ms. Nathan and Mr. Lowe. Yes.
And then they have a discussion on that, and they go on to say this. At 7:40 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be honest, but I really feel that everything gets twisted. Yudish says, I think your messages were good. Not becoming of an MP. He, and it's blanked out there, I think he means you, Mr. Mm-hmm. Singh, mm-hmm. with reference to the earlier messages. Sat there and didn't say anything when you spoke to Shanmugam. How's that for not becoming of an MP, let alone a party leader?
Sure, I see that.
Paying then says, wow, pritam is her, and then it's blanked out.
Mm-hmm.
I felt angry reading that. Don't worry, Yudish and I am going to give him a piece of our minds on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has in mind a meeting she set up with the disciplinary panel on Thursday.
That would be the... I think we saw them on the 25th. But I can check. I can confirm the dates.
Okay. Just a few more lines.
No, go ahead.
8:35 a.m. Sorry, guys, I was so angry, I had to switch my phone off. Anyways, this was the rest of the convo. And then she sends another screenshot where your reply to her was, Dear Raisha, hope you can see that it is precisely your character and behaviour that is under review here. In view of your actions in Parliament and your decision to stick to the untruthful anecdote when asked again in October. Anyway, better to speak in person to the DP.
Mm-hmm.
There's another screenshot over the page at 187. And I'd like you to now focus on the next two pages. Because this is when they speak about what you told them in October, which was the thrust of my question.
Okay.
Raisha says at 8:36 a.m., I was shocked by his reply about October. Then she has an emoji. Paying says, I am too, but don't worry, I'm ready to tell him we know. Your decision, this is Yudish,
mm-hmm.
your decision to stick to the untruthful anecdote when asked again in October.
Right.
What happened to I won't judge you?
I see it.
And we know because he literally told us in his house that that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Paying says, yes, yeah, I'm ready to say this to him on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yudish says, I think Faisal and Sylvia should know this.
Right.
Right. Now, I know you were not privy to this account.
Sure.
But as I explained earlier, the reason I'm using this as a premise
mm-hmm.
is because you did speak to Mr. Nathan and Ms. Lowe, and you did recount what you said to Ms. Khan to them.
Briefly, yes, I did.
Yes. Would you accept that, at least based on these messages,
mm-hmm.
their takeaway from your account was that you will not judge Ms. Khan whichever way she decides
I can see
to explain
why
her position.
I beg your pardon. I can see why they concluded that way. But again, there was also... I made it quite clear to them. This was when I met them on the 12th. They requested to see me at my house at night. And we had that conversation. And I made it quite clear that she had this choice that she she ought to have made, because I had told her to take responsibility and ownership. And I also told them that, you know, I also said I will not judge you. And to me, that was my way of communicating to them that Raisa would have been quite clear in her mind that she had to tell the truth.
Yes. You would have told them, or at least you would have recounted the incident to them about your meeting with Raisa
on
the 3rd of October, right? And the impression that they are left with was that it was for Raisa to decide what to do and you won't judge her.
It appears from these messages that that would be a reasonable conclusion to make, yes.
And that's not the same as being very clear, as you said earlier, that on the 3rd of October, you left her under no doubt that she was to tell the truth if asked on the 4th of October, correct?
Right, but I did not narrate the entire episode in the to the way that I had spoken to Ms. Raisa on the 3rd of October, but I did make it clear to them that I had told her to take ownership and responsibility. And for me, saying I won't judge you was precisely the opportunity for Raisa to take responsibility and ownership. Ms. Low and Yudish, they're not wrong when they say I won't judge you, because I did say that to them.
Yes, you did.
And my reason for saying that was to impress upon them that she's a leader. She's a leader in her own right. She had that choice.
Yes. Yeah. And the choice was an equivocal one, right?
What do you mean by equivocal?
That means take responsibility. You could decide your fate, decide whether to tell the truth or not.
No, I wouldn't put it that way. I think it was quite clear from my communication to Ms. Khan that she had to take ownership and responsibility.
But would you accept that, at least based on this chat,
the
way in which you narrated the incident to both Mr. Nathan and Ms. Low left them with the impression that there was a choice given to Ms. Khan?
I think they had a skewed impression, but I think it could be because that they are very protective of her. But it's speculative on my part, let me just say that.
Okay.
But I did communicate to them that this was something that she had to take ownership for.
Yes.
That and I said that too. So this again is just a fragment, but I can understand it's on the SMS, I won't judge
you. And I've taken some care to read you the longer extract, because it shows you their state of mind, that they felt that you were being harsher on Ms. Khan than necessary, and that you should also speak to your own knowledge of the matter, which is the reference that Mr. Nathan and Ms. Low made, correct?
Yes, but it has to be said that this was not communicated to me by them at any point, and I would have expected them to communicate with me. And because, let me say something about the both of them, they're very decent people, they're good people. And they've worked very hard for the party. But at the minimum, I would have expected them to at least say, Pritam, we've got a message from Raisa saying that you want to take a lie. You've instructed her to take a lie to the grave. There were numerous opportunities to raise this with me. But I don't know why it didn't come up. I can only speculate. But
they did raise with you what is the thrust of these messages, which is that you knew more than you were letting on.
They
say.
Right.
And you sat there while Raisa was answering Minister Shanmugam.
Mm-hmm.
And you must accept responsibility for that as well.
That's certainly their view, yes.
Yes. So these points they did make to you, correct? When they met with the DP on the 25th of
November. Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
And they made it quite strongly, isn't it?
I would suggest that it was as strong as the other points they were making, because I think they were of the view. Because initially when the DP was formed, I informed them that the DP was going to be set up, and they were not against it. In fact, Yudish thought it was a good thing to do, because party members and volunteers would be quelled by it. I can forward the relevant evidence in WhatsApp between me and Yudish. And Paying also, likewise, alluded to it being the right thing to do.
Yes.
So I can again also forward that communication to you. It's only, I think the issue turns when they realize that the party are completely dead set against her either resigning or the party expelling her. And then they understand,
when they realize that the party is dead set against her either resigning or expelling her.
By party, I beg your pardon, I mean party members, other party members. They cannot accept this.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and we'll get to the point that they made to you on the 25th of November. Sure. But for the moment, I'm focused on the conversation on the 3rd. And what's interesting to me, and the reason I'm bringing it up to you, is because now we are on the 12th, and you're recounting an incident that happened on the 12th, on the 3rd, right? And we've gone through that in some detail before the break. What happened on the 3rd? What happened on the 4th? Your reaction? What happened on the 4th night? And so on. Okay, I won't recount that. But this conversation on the 12th with Ms. Low and Mr. Nathan gives us a different dimension. And it gives us a different dimension because although you are now recounting what you told Ms. Khan on the 3rd, you now know by the 12th what she didn't do on the 4th. So if you were giving an account to Ms. Low and Mr. Nathan on the 12th, wouldn't it be natural for you to say, I said these words? They were actually very clear instructions to her to come clean, tell the truth, take ownership and responsibility, clarify the lie. But she failed to do so. You didn't say this to them, right?
Look, I don't remember exactly how I phrased the conversation I had with Raisa Khan on the 3rd of October with Ms. Low and Yudish. But it was very clearly communicated to them that Raisa Khan was put on notice. The issue may come up. She would have to take responsibility and ownership. And I think I impressed enough to Yudish and Peng that it was her choice as a leader to tell the truth.
No, my point is...
But I do apologize. I don't remember exactly how I phrased this.
And I'm suggesting to you that you did not say to them or leave them with an impression that you had been very clear with Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October and that she acted contrary to the understanding on the 3rd of October.
That is possible.
You didn't say that to them, right?
Didn't say that.
You didn't give this account
right
to Ms. Low and Mr. Nathan when you reported this occasion to them on the 12th of October.
I think I sufficiently communicated the detail that it was something that Ms. Khan had to take ownership and responsibility for.
Because if that was how they saw it and they heard from you, that's what they would have been discussing amongst themselves. That actually, on the 12th of October, we were told by Mr. Singh that he had made it very clear to Ms. Khan that she would come clean, but she failed to do so.
I can't comment on this three-way chat between Raisa, Yudish and Peng.
Yes, I'm asking you
what they communicate between each other, but I am quite clear when I spoke to Yudish and Peng to inform them that Raisa Khan, I met her on the 3rd. She had an opportunity to take ownership and responsibility for the lie that she had said.
Yes.
And when I said I won't judge you, I mean, that ought to be an incentive for you just to speak the truth.
No.
That's what I'm sharing.
Don't juxtapose what you're interpreting from your own words and what it should convey. Just tell us clearly what it is that you told.
Mr. That's what I would have told them. I think I've already had it on record. That's what I told them. I said, look, I met her. She was told to take ownership and responsibility. She had a clear choice. And this is what she decided to do. And I did tell them that I will not judge you, but that is really to make Raisa understand that she should just come out and tell the truth.
Okay, can you please look at the transcripts again?
Sure.
On the 2nd of December.
Which page are we on?
I will get to it in a moment. Let me find it. Okay, please turn to 2nd of December, page 23.
Thank you. 23, okay. Yes.
Okay, so Ms. Low is answering some questions from me. If you look at the bottom one third of the page, it starts with, this is information. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
This is information that I have that that was shared with me after 4th October.
Yes.
I believe she met Mr. Pritam Singh the day before. The day before 4th October? That's right. All right. Can you describe the gist of their discussion? Okay. I can't recall if she's the one to tell
me
this.
She said she didn't, right?
Yes. I can't recall.
Please say that. That's the whole line. Okay, she didn't. Yeah.
Okay, she didn't. I can't recall if she's the one to tell me this, but definitely I know in a subsequent meeting that I had with Mr. Pritam Singh in person at his place that he shared with me He had met her the day before, and he had told her that he has a feeling this might come up. And I don't know the full details of what he said to her, but he shared with me that he said, "I will not judge you."
Pause for a moment.
I know you are fixated with the words "she didn't," but actually the entire premise
I'm not fixated on those words. I'm fixated on the other words.
Please don't interrupt me.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you know that the premise of my question was that this conversation that you had with Ms. Lowe and Mr. Nathan, they didn't hear from Ms. Khan.
Right, yes, that's correct. That is correct.
And that's important for me because they are now hearing from you.
Right.
Right. Thank you. Let me go on. He shared with you and said, "I will not judge you," to Ms. Khan. I'll come to this in a moment, but let's focus on your knowledge. Prior to 4th October, there was a meeting between Ms. Khan and Mr. Singh. Yes. Let's focus on it because you're saying there's a subsequent occasion where you had direct knowledge because you were at Mr. Singh's house discussing the issue. I'd like you to cast your eye over the next few lines because we're trying to fix what occasion it was. I'll give you some time.
Sorry, could you say that again? Okay, let's focus on it because...
Read it yourself, next few lines.
You're saying there's a subsequent occasion.
Okay, and end off with her answer where it says, "I don't know if they discussed and what response she should give. As I said, it was relayed to me that they had a conversation, and that conversation was that he had a feeling that she would be pressed about this issue again. And his response was that he would not judge Ms. Raisha Khan."
Yes.
Now, this is her account to us.
Right.
And you know that they are...
But whether she's referring to a discussion she had with Ms. Khan or referring to our meeting on the 12th of October isn't clear.
She's referring to you conveying this to her.
Yeah.
All right? Because if you look at the preceding lines... In fact, she says she didn't, meaning Ms. Khan didn't, in a subsequent meeting that I had with Mr. Pritam Singh in person. And so this is the occasion she's referring to. And this is a meeting that took place at your home on the 12th of October. Now, Mr. Singh, my question is this.
Yes, go ahead.
If she left with the impression... If Ms. Lowe left with the impression, after meeting with you on the 12th of October, that you had, in fact, made it very clear to Ms. Khan that she should tell the truth, but that on the very next day, she failed to do so, that would be something she would recollect and take away from the meeting, if you had made that clear to her. Agree?
She should have.
And so the fact that she did not suggests to me that you did not say this to her.
I disagree.
And the fact, and the reason you did not say that to her is because that didn't happen.
No, I disagree completely.
And you did not say to Ms. Lowe that I had made clear to Ms. Khan on the 3rd, but she did not follow through my instructions on the 4th. Did not say that to her,
yes,
right?
That would be true, not in those terms.
And you did not give her any impression, whether in those words or in any other similar words, that that was what happened, correct?
Disagree.
And the reason you didn't do that is because, in truth, what happened on the 4th of October was not a breach of your instructions or an understanding reached on the 3rd of October, correct?
Completely disagree.
And that's why in a conversation about the conversation, in other words, on the 12th about the 3rd, there's just no mention anywhere by either Mr. Nathan or Ms. Lowe about the fact that Ms. Khan had breached your instructions, correct?
In so far as the communication that I've, or the WhatsApp messages I'm seeing and this text that I'm seeing, that does seem to be the case. But in so far as what I communicated to Mr. Nathan and Ms. Lowe, I made it quite clear that this was an issue that she had to take ownership and responsibility for.
Mr. Nathan and Ms. Lowe were perhaps the two closest party members to Ms. Khan.
That's right.
And you would also know that they were closely discussing and advising Ms. Khan on this issue of the lie in Parliament.
I do not know that for a fact.
You knew that by the time you met with them?
By that time, yes.
Yes. And the first time you met with them, and I'll take you to the specific references, was on the 10th of August.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. 10th of August.
You can put that down on your notepaper as something to think about, and I'll come back to it. But that was the first time you met with them, and on their evidence, it was clear.
First time I met with them about what?
About first time you met with them after Ms. Khan had told you about the lie.
I'll have to check that up.
Okay, you can, but you can put it down as a marker.
I've put it down.
But the point I'm making to you is that you are now narrating to them,
mm-hmm.
the two closest associates of Ms. Khan,
mm-hmm.
about an incident that has obviously given rise to some concern.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not argue about whether it's grave, okay? At least some concern, if not more. And the most significant occasion or incident in your mind must have been the breach of instruction by Ms. Khan on the 4th of October. And so in that context, Mr. Singh, it's inconceivable that in now telling the story and narrating what happened and what you said on the 3rd of October, you wouldn't also have included that. And then on the next day, Ms. Khan did not follow those instructions. Correct?
Again, this comes in. I have to disagree because there's a very precise scoping of what was said from your question. I did inform Ms. Low and Mr. Nathan that I met Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October. I told her to take ownership and responsibility for the issue. And I told her I will not judge. And I told Ms. Khan I will not judge you. And it was quite clear that it was made clear to her that she had to tell the truth.
Okay.
Yes.
So take ownership and responsibility, we agreed earlier, means tell the truth, right?
Yes.
So it's very clear by the time you met with Ms. Lowe and Mr. Nathan on the 12th of October,
right,
that she didn't do that despite your instructions.
Oh, that's true, of course.
That she didn't take ownership and responsibility and that's she didn't tell the truth.
That's right.
So it strikes me as odd that in narrating this incident to the two persons most closely associated with Ms. Khan,
right,
that you would not include this in your narrative if that really happened.
Include what, sorry?
Include the fact that you made it very clear that she was to come clean.
I would have,
and she failed to do so mm-hmm. in breach of your instructions.
No, I lamented that, but in so far as putting it in those acute terms, I don't believe I did, but I certainly communicated to the both of them that I met her to expecting that she would come clean.
We've seen Ms. Lowe's evidence.
Sure.
She doesn't say that.
Yes.
We've seen the internal chats throughout the period. They don't say that.
Yes.
And I'll now show you Mr. Nathan's evidence.
Please do.
Could you please pick up 3rd of December?
Thank you.
And turn to page 33. So if you look at about 1/3 from the bottom,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Nathan says, essentially the first time was on 10 August and at that meeting with Ms. Lowe. The second time we discussed it was on 12 October.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a pause for a moment. I ask you to please look a few lines above.
Okay.
My question to which Mr. Nathan was giving an answer was, if I understand your evidence correctly, between 8 August and 2 October, as far as you know, there were no discussions between Ms. Khan and the senior leadership of the Workers' Party comprising Mr. Singh, Mr. Manap and Ms. Lim. As far as I know, no. As far as you were involved, this time it's Mr. Nathan. This occasion we've just gone through on 10th August was the only occasion where you had occasion to discuss with Mr. Singh or anyone else in the Workers' Party senior leadership about this issue. No, that's not true because, and I said, okay, tell me. Okay, so essentially the first time was on 10th August at the meeting with Ms. Lowe. The second time, the next time, we discussed it on 12th October. So this answers the earlier point that you did meet with them and discuss the issue on the 10th of August.
I don't...
Does this jog your memory now?
No, it does not because we did not discuss the issue in any detail on the 10th of August... not to my memory, because that the matter of what Ms. Khan had said in Parliament, in my memory, no, I don't believe it had come up. I don't recall it coming up on the 10th of August.
Okay,
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, you keep this page open and I'll see whether I can help you in some other way.
Can I also check my WhatsApp chats whether there was actually a meeting on the 10th of August?
Of course. You can, because you can do that. But let me show you the WhatsApp chats between Ms. Low and Mr. Nathan and Ms. Khan. And then maybe that might jog your memory.
Sure.
So if you can leave that transcript open, because I'm not done yet. Pick up the thick bundle again.
Sorry, I think this one, is it? Or that one? This one, okay.
And turn to page 36.
Yes.
Okay. Now, look around the middle of the page, 10th of August, 8:23 a.m.
Okay, I think I'm on the wrong folder. These are the messages. Okay.
Page 36.
Sorry, page?
36.
Yes.
Okay. Paying says at 8:23 a.m., have you decided if you want us to tell Pritam? We are meeting him in 30 minutes. Raisha, I told him already. She then says, so I think it wouldn't matter if you brought it up. Just to pause for a moment, I told him already refers to her lie.
Paying That's says, what Raisa is saying.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, okay. What was his reaction like? Answer, he looks at me different now, but I think he empathizes on why I lied. Paying, okay. Raisha, I think it was the best outcome I couldn't expect it given what happened. I'm just thankful he didn't question it or didn't believe me. Further down, at 11 a.m.,
right.
Hey Ray, Yudish and I spoke a lot to Pritam. Convo wasn't about you and wasn't really about something. It was really about something else.
This is but redacted. She doesn't say what the conversation was about.
She redacted it.
Yeah.
But we did discuss what happened this week a little. We shared our thoughts with him on a lot of matters and hopefully it registers.
Mm.
Okay. So does this help you to remember that there was a meeting?
I think it's helpful to the extent that we were meeting on a different issue altogether. The issue wasn't to discuss the Raisa episode.
But it did come up, according to them.
Well, according to them, but I don't recall anything significant that was shared at this meeting about...
I will show you this meeting this later. But
yes, please do.
Let me not digress from my...
No, please don't.
...approach, which is 12 October, okay? So going back to where I left off with the transcripts...
Mm-hmm. This is Mr. Nathan's transcript. Yes.
So cast your eye over the bottom one-third of that page.
Yes.
So we start to talk about 12 October.
I do apologize, Mr. Tong. Page 33, 32?
Page 33, yes.
Okay.
At the bottom.
Okay.
Based on what you found out on 12 October, on 3rd October, Mr. Singh went to visit Ms. Khan at her house, at her home, right? Yes. Were you aware of what they had discussed? Answer, only insofar as Mr. Singh had related to us meaning Ms. Low and I, at his residence on 12 October. Then you cast your eye over the next few lines.
Mm-hmm.
I won't read it to you. But you will see that I put to Mr. Nathan Ms. Khan's recollection of what happened and asked him whether that was what he remembered you telling him.
Wait, this is where you say, and he discusses, and did he discuss with you, maybe it's best I show you Ms. Khan's recollection.
Yes.
And then I ask you whether it comports with what you discussed with Mr. Singh, so I don't put words into her mouth. Okay. What do you want me to make of this?
No, have you read it until the middle of the page?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, he agrees with Ms. Khan's rendition that there was a narrative to be retained.
Yes.
And that if I continue the narrative, there would be no judgment. That's completely untrue.
So, looking at the series of WhatsApp messages I showed you, Ms. Lowe's evidence, Mr. Nathan's evidence, in totality.
Right.
It does not convey any impression that on the 3rd of October, you had put in clear terms, unequivocal terms to Ms. Khan that she was to clarify the lie in Parliament. Do you agree?
To the extent that these people remember?
Yes. Yes.
But it's I think they are basing their views on what Ms. Khan has told them, it would appear. At least
in Mr. Nathan's case. But yes. In Ms. Lowe's case, she's basing it entirely on what you told her.
She is... can we go back to Ms. Lowe's transcript, please?
2nd of December.
I beg your pardon. What page, please?
Page 23-24.
So what Ms. Lowe says is... can you describe the gist of their discussion? And she says, okay, she didn't.
I think you can read it to yourself, yeah. Mr. Singh.
Yeah, see, this is the line that I shared. You said you're fixated on a line, and that's not the line I was fixated on. I was fixated on this line that Ms. Lowe shared. She said, I don't know the full details of what he said to her. I don't know the full details of what he said to her, but he shared with me that he said, I will not judge you.
Yes. So what he's saying is that she's just basing it on what you told her, because she wasn't there when you told Ms. Khan.
She also says she doesn't know the full details of what he said to her.
Yes, which is fair, because she wasn't present when you spoke to Ms. Khan.
Right.
She's giving me an account under oath of the evidence pertaining to what she heard from you.
Right.
And that's the only part I'm interested in at this point in time.
And she's only shared that fragment of I will not judge you.
Well, I wouldn't say it's fragment. I will say that this is an impression she has from what you said to her.
Indeed. But I can't disagree with that.
But let me put a point to you starkly. As I said several times, if by this time you had made such a clear and unequivocal instruction to Ms. Lowe, to Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October, and by this time you by now know that she didn't comply with those instructions, you would have made that point clear to Ms. Lowe.
I disagree.
And instead, the takeaway from Ms. Lowe, and certainly by Ms. Khan, was that it was an equivocal position by you, open, at best, an open position for her to decide.
I disagree. As narrated to Peng and Yudish, I would have communicated the same thing I communicated to Ms. Khan, which was to take ownership and responsibility of the issue. And I also told them that I will not judge you vis-a-vis Ms. Khan. That's my evidence.
Okay. And in fact, Ms. Lowe further gave evidence to us that when you met with her on the 25th of November, you sought to recharacterize that conversation. And let me show it to you.
Please bring it
to
my attention.
You can give your evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Please turn to the same bundle that you have, page 70.
Yes.
No, sorry, 74. Top of 74.
Yes.
Now, I will ask you a series of questions from this, but let me give you the context.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This took place at around, from my memory, around 2 p.m.
Where are you, Mr. Tom?
2:30 p.m. I'm giving you the context before you look into the
details. Okay. I thought you were reading from the transcript.
This series of questions took place at around 2:15 p.m. As I explained to you earlier, this is around the time that your press conference was happening, or shortly after.
2:15?
2:15.
I think it was done. Press conference was over.
Yes. And this was around the time when the news of your press conference first started hitting the press.
Okay.
At that time, there was a CNA article, which I believe attributed an answer by you to a wrong question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you're familiar with that.
Yes, you are. It's come to my attention.
Come to your attention. Did you clarify that with CNA?
No, I haven't done so yet.
But it was, I believe, subsequently clarified.
I'll have to check on that.
Okay, take it from me, it was clarified. Because I did use that article as it was first published. And I read that article to Ms. Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
And the article purported to ascribe an answer you gave to another question to an answer about why didn't Ms. Khan, or words to the effect, comply with your instructions, your meaning Mr. Singh's instructions, on the 3rd of October.
Mm-hmm.
And the article reported it as, I don't know, from you, quoting you and saying, I don't know why she didn't comply with the order, you have to ask her. Mm-hmm. Or, again, words to the effect.
Mm-hmm.
And CNA has since clarified that that portion was reported wrongly.
Okay.
Okay. So, the context of my questions were therefore on that article. But the point that remains, which is the point we're talking about now, mm-hmm. right now, regardless of the article,
yes,
is whether you gave a clear instruction on the 3rd of October or not
mm-hmm.
to Ms. Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that point still remains. So look at the next parts of the evidence with the knowledge that the CNA article has been clarified, but with the understanding that where I'm getting to is whether or not you had given those instructions on the 3rd of October nonetheless. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I've already told you what I said on the 3rd of October.
No, and the point I'm making to you, Mr. Singh, is that Ms. Low
mm-hmm.
then told us that you told her one version on the 12th, but on the 25th of November, when she was before you at the DP, you sought to recharacterize that position.
Oh, we can go and through I'm her evidence.
Yeah. Showing you where that arises, okay?
Sure.
Okay. At the top of the page, I said, I'll go on to say that the press then asked Mr. Singh some questions, and this is the part that I think subsequently it was clarified.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, to characterize the pre-October 4th meeting as an instruction to speak the truth is quite at odds with what I think you had shared with us earlier. So, as I said just now, leave aside the reference to the article which has been clarified.
Mm-hmm.
Answer, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Ms. Low then says, yes, and I would like to add a bit to this. When I met the disciplinary panel on 25th November, Mr. Pritam Singh had tried to relate to me again this episode where he supposedly spoke to her and asked her to speak the truth. And the way that he talked about it when I met him on the disciplinary panel was very different from what he shared with me at his place on 12th October, which is why I would like to stress that the only person who can account for what he said to me in the specifics of I will not judge you is Mr. Yudhishthira Nathan, because we both heard it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me pause for a moment. She's account or recounting what happened first on the 12th of October and then again on the 25th of November, right?
Yes, okay. That's clear.
So that we get our time span correct.
That's right.
I go on to say, all right, I'll make a request to Mr. Speaker to call Mr. Nathan and so on. And then I said, two questions down. But I want to focus on what you had said earlier about the difference between what was said on 12th October that evening at his home and what was said at the DP. There was an intervening period of about 5 weeks. Yes. And I then said, and what I understand from you, which I would like you to clarify, is this, that on 12th October, the position taken was, we won't judge you, meaning we will be behind you, you take a view, and we know. But on 25th November, that characterization changed to one where he's trying to impress upon you and Mr. Nathan that, in fact, prior to the October sitting, he had told her, in the words of the CNA report, given her an order to tell the truth. And that's the difference. Correct? Answer, correct.
Go ahead, ask your question.
So my question is this. Is her evidence correct that at the meeting of 25th November,
mm-hmm.
you sought to recharacterize what you told her on the 12th of October concerning your instruction to Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October?
No, that's her evidence is faulty here. That's my evidence. I think it's also interesting that she takes the view on the 12th of October that she interprets, we will not judge you, meaning we will be behind you, you take a view, and we know. This is certainly not what I communicated to her on the 12th of October.
All right.
That's my evidence.
The shift that she's trying to
mm-hmm.
explain
mm-hmm.
is basically that you are trying to say that the 12th October, the 3rd October instruction
mm-hmm.
carried more weight, the way you sought to put it, carried more weight the way you described it on the 25th of November to her. More weight and force in favour of it being a clear instruction than you had described to her on the 12th of October. And that's what she's saying.
Mr. Tong, I can't be so acute to tell you what weight I placed on it on the 25th at the DP and on the 12th, but I think I was clear, I was consistent on both occasions, that I met up with Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October, and I had told her to take responsibility and ownership, and I would have communicated the same thing to Peng on both these days. That ought to have been clear. That's so, my evidence.
So looking at everything that we have seen so far, right, the upshot of the evidence, and I've showed you as much as I can, and based on which I reached this thinking, that you had met with Ms. Khan on the 3rd. You said some words to her. You then gave an account of what you said on the 3rd to Ms. Lowe and Mr. Nathan on the 12th of November. And
12th of October.
October, I beg your pardon. You're right. 12th of October. And in that account, you were not as clear that your instruction on the 3rd of October was an unequivocal one.
I disagree. Hang on. I have to disagree.
But that you then sought to recharacterize that when you met Ms. Lowe again on the 25th of November. And by this time, you put forward the same conversation, but in a different light. And you sought, according to her, you sought to characterize it as one where you gave an instruction. It was a clear instruction to tell the truth on October the 4th.
Not true.
You won't accept that?
No, I don't accept that.
Why would Ms. Lowe lie about this?
I can't speak for Ms. Lowe, but I would suggest, I can only suggest, that, again, she's a good person.
Yes.
Let me say that. When you receive a message from Ms. Khan telling you, a senior party cadre...
No, Mr. Singh, I know you keep referring to this, but this
because it must be germane to your thinking.
No, you see,
And I would say... I know where you're going with this. You object to my going back to that. I can understand why.
No, because, I'm not objecting to your evidence, but I think we have to keep to a certain track,
I'm going there. I'm getting there. And
please get there faster then.
In my opinion, Ms. Lowe and Mr. Nathan work very closely with Ms. Khan. I believe that they try to protect her. That's my view.
But you see, by the 12th of October, you already knew that she had disobeyed those instructions.
What instructions?
The instructions to take ownership, responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, she
come clean.
If the issue comes up, yes.
Yes, and the issue did come up.
Yes.
And she didn't do that.
Yes.
So, it would have been logical for you to explain that to Ms.
Lowe. I did communicate it to both of them.
So I'll go back to my question. Mm-hmm. Why would Ms. Lowe lie about this? Because you see, and follow the evidence carefully. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest with you. I
hope you have been.
I always will be. When I went through this exercise with Ms. Lowe, I had no inkling that she would volunteer this information. You look at the way in which it came out. She voluntarily, on her own, offered, I would like to add a bit to this. And she sought to tell us that you tried to reshape the way in which you conveyed your description of the meeting.
I hear you.
And that suggests to me, which is why I'm asking this of you, this suggests to me that you now realize that your words on the 3rd of October could be construed as equivocal at best and not a clear enough instruction and therefore run the risk that the public, people, may construe you as not having been clear enough in giving an instruction to Ms. Khan to come and tell the truth.
I disagree, and you asked me why she would lie. I can only share with you what Yudish and both Ms. Lowe, we were talking about the drafts that Ms. Khan prepared through the months of October, and they were agreeable with the disciplinary panel. Everything was, there was nothing untoward, no issue raised about Pritam, you have knowledge, Nothing of that sort. Until, in my mind, somewhere halfway around November, they realized that the pressure on Raisa was so severe to resign that they were concerned that really might be what was going to transpire. To be honest, the disciplinary panel didn't take a view of what would happen to her. We wanted to go through the process, and we are not the adjudicators. We present our findings and recommendations to the CEC. CEC will decide. But I think they realized that she had no allies anymore, and it was only left to the two of them. And you asked me that question, so I believe that they were really close, and they wanted to protect her.
They might have been trying to persuade the DP or the CEC not to expel
Ms. Khan to resign. Possible.
But she gave this evidence on the 2nd of December, by which time all of that is water under the bridge. So I go back to my...
Doesn't that strengthen my case,
no,
though? No. Because she's already resigned. And the axe has fallen.
So it's a fait accompli. She can't change that fact anymore. It's been announced.
Right.
Within minutes of her
resignation.
She
may be very unhappy about that turn of events.
So are you ascribing that as a reason for her to lie?
Since you asked me that question, that indeed would be a reason I would ascribe, yes.
I've taken some pains to show you the impression of the 3rd October meeting you had with Ms. Khan.
Yes.
Very carefully, because Ms. Low, Mr. Nathan, and Ms. Khan, they all have the same impression.
Indeed.
Of what you said.
Yeah.
And all of them have a first-hand direct account from you.
Right.
And two of them have a first-hand direct account from you after the 4th of October.
Right.
Taking all of this together, all the evidence, it does not come out anywhere that you had given a clear instruction to Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October to come and tell the truth.
Well, if you listen to the evidence that I gave earlier on my reasons why I think Ms. Low would give the evidence that she did, it may affect your view as to why she would say what she did. But I had made it clear to Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October, since this is the issue we are still on, that she had to take ownership and responsibility for the issue. I felt I was perfectly clear to her. And Yudish and paying, I mean, that meeting on the 12th of October was over pizza. I'm not saying that, you know, that suddenly changes the complexion to things.
And it does, but it does not, Mr. Singh.
Absolutely. I'm not making that point. But the fact is, I communicated to them that I had spoken to her on the 3rd of October, by her I mean Raisa, and told Raisa that she had to take ownership and responsibility for it. And I did communicate to them, I did say to them, and I also told her I will not judge you. And the purpose of that is to really, for lack of a better word, incentivize her to just tell the truth.
I'll come to the purpose later, but let me say to you that the three of them, which is my original train, the three of them have come with a position that is corroborative of each other.
I'm not surprised.
Okay. I can understand why you might say Ms. Khan, who's facing the inquiry, might be untruthful.
Yes.
And even then,
you can't make
I'll leave points. It as yes. high as that only, okay? But what's the reason for Mr. Nathan and Ms. Low to lie about this?
I think I just mentioned it. I believe the reason why...
Out of loyalty to Ms. Khan. Basically, that's what you're saying.
Out of loyalty to Ms. Khan, and they certainly expected that the party leadership would not go down the road of considering her resignation or even expulsion. But once we had started to gather the Workers' Party members' feedback on the issue, I think that's when they decided, oh no, she may really go, and we're not happy with the leadership for whatever reason, because they may well have been thinking that she wouldn't be... The leadership would not be under any pressure to expel her.
So you characterize, or at least you offer a reason for why Ms. Low would come to this tribunal to lie on the basis that they are unhappy with the leadership for taking action against Ms. Khan.
I can only speculate, since you asked that question in an open-ended, speculative way.
Well, as of the 3rd of November, the day after the DP was set up, they had already been very consistent in their views that they felt, I showed you the messages earlier, they felt that you had your share of blame to take. You were there in Parliament when the untruth was being spoken. You have not made clear or known that position.
Let me advance. Go ahead.
Mr. Singh, they did not develop an overnight dislike of the senior leadership. They have been very consistent in their views to us. They made clear that this was their view. They discussed it privately. They came to the DP to explain it to you openly. They sent you messages, at least Ms. Lowe did, sent you messages, all of which are consistent. And I'll show you those messages in a moment. And they came here and they gave evidence without knowing, and this is important, without knowing what it is that you were saying at the press conference on the 2nd of December.
I don't think that's quite germane as to what I said at the press conference. I think the issue is how far would they go to protect Ms. Khan? I think that's the issue.
Besides this issue of loyalty that you mentioned, can you think of any other reason why Ms. Lowe might lie about this?
I mean, I'm looking at these chats which share certain things between the three of them. I'm a bit surprised, actually quite surprised to see some of this, but I haven't gone through it thoroughly because it's the first time I'm seeing it. I can think of no reason because I think I work pretty well with them, I would say.
Yes, you do.
I can only suggest reasonably that their loyalty to Ms. Khan was more important than anything else.
Even the truth?
I can't say that for a fact. It's not fair for me to put words in their mouth.
That's what you're suggesting.
All I'm suggesting is what I said. I think their loyalty to Ms. Khan was of prime importance.
And you're saying that because of that, they're prepared to sacrifice the truth and come here.
That's your characterization, not mine.
No, I think that's really what you're saying.
That can be your inference, but you can hold on to that point of view. I said what I said.
Well, you are certainly saying that Ms. Lowe lied.
I think Ms. Lowe...
Yes or no?
Evidence
that I've just taken
you through... It's not fair for me to characterize her in that way.
Mr. Singh.
Yes.
I'm entitled to ask you...
You are entitled to?
About an occasion where Ms. Lowe came before you, and she says that you, and she's giving direct evidence, sought to recharacterize the nature of the meeting.
Right.
And I think I've taken you through it.
But the only thing I see in that is I will not judge you. I don't see her describing that
she
meeting.
She is saying that you recharacterized the meeting right now. So is that true or not true?
No, it's not true.
So you're saying she's lying?
To that extent, yes.
And going back to my original point, Mr. Singh, the fact of the matter is that you did not put it in clear terms to Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October that she was to come clean in Parliament.
Disagree.
And tell the truth.
Disagree.
And that's the reason why none of this episode on the 3rd of October appears anywhere in your press statement or in any of your answers to the press on that day.
I disagree, and I've answered this question.
In fact, Nicholas asked you directly and made this comment, if you look at page 3 of the press conference.
Yes.
Now the question has come up.
Where are we?
Middle of page 3. Nicholas, what did the party know? When did they know about? Which you have already clarified. But again, then it resulted in long-term damage to the party. The party had not come out and said, this is what really happened. Why didn't you take the opportunity at this and at several other junctures to say, I had a meeting with Ms. Khan on the 3rd of October.
I didn't think
I made it very clear to her. Mr. Singh, it's the most germane and the most proximate occasion to what happened thereafter on the 4th of October.
I think you have asked this question in another way, and I've answered it already, why it didn't come up.
I'm giving you an opportunity to look at it and reflect because...
I think I reflected on it enough when you asked me that question first.
Because
the truth that I had to say, and I just said it.
I'm going to suggest to you, therefore, that, in fact, the reason why it was not put in is because you chose to not to disclose this, and you therefore suppressed any mention of the 3rd of October meeting that you had with Ms. Khan at her home the day before parliamentary sitting, which was in contemplation of the issue of the lie coming up the next day. You suppressed it because you know that you'll be pressed on details of what you said to Ms. Khan, and you will not be able to say that you gave an unequivocal answer.
Completely disagree.
And that's the reason why it doesn't appear anywhere in your press statement.
You completely disagree again.
Well, I don't see it in a press statement.
Well, I have told you why it wasn't in the press statement a good when we started this exchange.
You see, you were very careful in your drafting, and I can see that. I can see that in the prepared speech, you were very, very careful. It comes through.
What's the point? Isn't that a good thing?
Yes, it's a good thing. But I think you were very careful to try not to be drawn into questions on the 3rd of October.
Very creative, Mr. Tong, but I think the only reason why there was no need for me to bring it up was because Ms. Khan had already resigned. Why am I putting another piece of information out there which shows that she did not take heed of a very clear instruction to be responsible and to take ownership? As it is, she has already...
Let's
stop at that for a minute, Mr. Tong. Since that's a line of questioning that's important to you. I also don't say that Ms. Khan lied to me after the 3rd of August, telling me that she has a victim by the name of at Bedok Police Station.
Listen,
I don't say that either, but you don't quibble with that.
No, I don't quibble that because you know as well as I do that that's not germane to the question.
Understand my answer.
Let me stop. Let me stop you here. The press is interested in knowing what the Workers' Party knew and when it knew and what it did about the lie.
Yes.
All right? The lie is a lie on the 3rd of August.
Yes.
Repeated on the 4th of October.
Yes.
Yes. So it is relevant for you to say, I met with Ms. Khan and told her in no uncertain terms that she was to come to Parliament to come clean, clarify, tell the truth, confess. But you didn't do that.
I didn't see a need to do that. I didn't see a need to do that for the reasons I've laid out. And if there really was a need to put all Ms. Khan's linen in public, I would not have just said that. I would also have said that Ms. Khan also lied to me about the episode. But I didn't do that. Why? Because there was no need to.
We've heard your explanation. We can move on. Now, we covered this briefly earlier, and I think your evidence is on the record, but let me just put this to you. If your evidence is correct, that on the 3rd of August, you told Ms. Khan, if it comes up tomorrow, take ownership, responsibility.
3rd of October.
3rd of October, I beg your pardon. If it comes up tomorrow, on the 4th of October, take ownership, responsibility, meaning clarify, tell the truth. What would have happened if the issue did not come up in Parliament?
That's very speculative.
No, but it's not.
But
Mr. Singh is not.
Not avoiding the question. Let me be clear about that.
Don't avoid the question, and let me tell you why it's not speculative. It is not speculative because by the 3rd of October, this lie had been on the record for 2 months.
Yes.
I don't need to refer you to your own statements here about how important it is to clarify. The only question in your mind was when. Right.
That's right.
So, if it didn't come up on the 4th of October, when in your mind would this happen? Because, and I remind you of some germane materials. On no occasion between the 8th of October when you had a meeting at your home and the 3rd of October.
Yes. 3rd of.
Yeah, sorry. I keep misspeaking. I beg your pardon.
It's okay.
3rd of August.
8th of August, 3rd of October.
Yes, what's wrong with me? 8th of August to the 3rd of October. At no point in time in that period did you check if Ms. Khan had told her family and was therefore able to come clean in Parliament.
That is correct.
So on the 3rd of October, and indeed on the 4th, if the matter had not arisen in Parliament, not been asked by MHA, what would have happened? When in your own mind would it have been an appropriate time to come clean?
Shortly after the October session.
What does that
mean? In my mind.
What does shortly after mean?
Well, it would have to be addressed by Raisa herself because I know that it's not true.
Okay.
And she would have had to clarify the matter.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Why not on the 4th of October itself? Why didn't you make plans to come clean on the 4th of October?
As I said, it was something that I had given Ms. Khan time to think about and consider. This was the first time she was coming back after her episode with shingles. I can accept it is a criticism. Perhaps I should have pushed harder and earlier, and I think that's a fair conclusion for people to make. But in my view, in my judgment, I was prepared to give her time to come to me and say, look, Pritam, I've spoken to my parents and I'm going to come clean.
You see, Mr. Singh, it's not just about a criticism about your judgment, because it's not just about maybe you could have been harder or firmer. But it, I think, belies what really happened and what you intended to happen.
Disagree.
Because...
Sorry, I thought that was a question.
Okay.
But I disagree anyway.
Because you have a lie that's on the record.
I don't have a lie. Raisa Khan has a lie on the record.
Well, there's a lie on the record. And you know that it has got to be clarified quickly with only one criteria holding it up, as you said earlier. You have not checked throughout the preceding 2 months if that criteria had been resolved. So you have no idea if she had told her family. Why would you not have, at some stage prior to October, if the intention was to come clean, mm-hmm. only after the family knew, at some stage earlier than October the 3rd, said, let's prepare to come clean. Have you told your family?
Yes. So
if that was truly the intention to do so, without yes. having to, in the words of Ms. Khan, being told, as she says, if it doesn't come up, don't raise it.
Yes. Well, Mr. Tong, to me, this revelation that Ms. Khan had shared of being of sexual assault was a very serious one, an important one. And I, in my judgment, wanted to give her time and space to speak to her parents about yes. it. It did not cross my mind as something which I was going to pressure her repeatedly, knowing that, of course, she also had a bout of shingles, but I had to cross this bridge at some point. And I said speculative earlier because of what had already occurred in Parliament, not because it was going to be left alone.
No, it's not just about October or even September. See, the point is this. There's a lie that mm-hmm. Ms. Khan had spoken, 3rd mm-hmm. August. You now know that there's a lie mm-hmm. from 7th August.
Yes.
So you want to give her time and space,
yes.
which I understand your perspective.
Yes.
What I don't understand is why you didn't follow up and check if that time and space that you have given had been used to tell her family so mm-hmm. that she can now come forward and come clean make preparations to do that.
Indeed, it was something that I would have had to do eventually. I just did not do it from 7th of, I beg your pardon, from the 8th of August right up to the 1st of October, where I'm already telling you what, through my email, what is the consequences of doing what you do. But it's quite clear from my state of mind that this is not going to be an issue that's going to rest.
Well, I can't tell that about mm-hmm. your state of mind.
I can only give evidence in that regard.
Yes, because your state of mind is also manifest in the objective contemporaneous evidence. And I don't see
right.
any attempt whatsoever, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see any attempt whatsoever throughout the whole of August, throughout the whole of September, and you said there's the 1st of October email, we'll see it, and then the meeting on the 3rd of October. Mm-hmm. Apart from this, I don't see any attempt that could be construed as consistent with wanting to come forward and come clean, correct?
That is correct. I give evidence in this regard.
Yes, and so I'm trying to understand why.
In my judgment, it was something for her to speak to me about after she had crossed the bridge with her parents. But
if it is so important that this bridge be crossed, you should check whether the bridge has been crossed.
Yes, I mean, I agree.
Check proactively.
I could have been more proactive about it,
no,
yes.
No, you were just not more proactive. You did nothing, Mr. Singh.
No. I understand where you're going with this line of questioning.
No, but answer my question first.
I don't disagree with it.
You did nothing, right, in this period of time check
that's
if
that's
she
my evidence.
Told
I've given
family.
That evidence.
So, in that context, how do I objectively construe your intention, you say, that you intended to come clean in Parliament?
But that's the problem.
When there were no steps taken.
See, when I said it's speculative, that's precisely why I said it was speculative, because there's no way you can objectively come to a conclusion on that.
No, you could.
How so? You in your own question to me say, did not raise this with her.
No, I'm asking you why that is so. Wouldn't you agree with me that if this is an important point, and
right.
the only, meaning there's a lie on the record, mm-hmm. has to be clarified, mm-hmm. and the only barrier to being clarified mm-hmm. was whether the family is aware, mm-hmm. then it must behove you, not just as the leader of the Workers' Party, but as a responsible member of Parliament, and certainly as the leader of the opposition, mm-hmm. to take steps to check if that family member or that criteria where the family member is required to be told first has been satisfied.
And I, as also mentioned earlier, expected a member of parliament who's taken an oath to close that issue with her family and come and speak to me about it. We can quibble who was supposed to do what. I'm not shielding myself from any responsibility here. Indeed, I could have done it earlier, but I made the call, given what I've heard from Ms. Khan,
Mr. Singh, I will
to let her settle the issue with her family and then come and speak to me about it. That was my expectation.
I would suggest to you that not just you, that you could have done it earlier, that you should have done it earlier.
At this present moment in time, you asked me to look back how things transpired. Of course, I would say I should have done it earlier. But given what I was under at that point in time, I decided, okay, she will come up. She's an elected member of parliament. She's a leader in her own right. She will speak to me and tell me, look, this has happened and I have to take responsibility for it. Good. Let's get it done.
But you were in no position to know when that might happen.
No, that's correct.
And so if it didn't come up in October,
mm-hmm.
what would you have done? Would October have been the same as September and August?
Oh, see, this is where we're getting into speculative territory. I have told you I would have dealt with the issue. I would have had to go and speak to Arisa. Have you spoken to your parents?
You see, if I had some evidence on the record where you said to Raisha or Ms. Khan, I give you 2 weeks.
No, there's nothing. There's no evidence of that sort, Mr. Tong.
Or that you had discussed with her, also don't have. Right? There's no such evidence.
Except the email on the 1st of...
Yes, we know that.
Yes, on the 1st
of... Or that you had met with the family in this period of time, which
yes,
you didn't
that
do.
Yes, that's correct.
So, there's just been not a single step consistent with wanting to come clean.
That is your reading of it. I've given you my evidence and I've told you that from the 8th of August right up to the 3rd of October, I did not follow up with her barring that one email. I've said it. I mean, I'm not sure how many more ways I can say it.
And I will say to you, Mr. Singh, that I think that, in fact, is therefore consistent with Ms. Khan's account of what happened on the 8th of August and again on the 3rd of October.
So you believe her SMS, you believe her lie, that this was to be taken to the grave, because that's what you're saying.
I'm looking at the evidence.
And you believe that evidence?
Well, the evidence...
That evidence is stronger than the evidence that I'm giving you.
Mr. Singh... As I said, I don't just look at one piece. I look at the entire substratum of facts.
I hope you do, and I trust that you do.
I will certainly do. And I take into account that nothing was done at all in the whole of August and September, which might suggest that this issue is likely to be clarified by Ms. Khan in Parliament in October. Or, in fact, at any stage thereafter.
No, I agree. I think I've given evidence to that effect.
And I say to you that that's very suggestive of Ms. Khan's evidence being correct, where she said she was told, if it doesn't come up, if she's not pressed again, keep to the August narrative.
So, challenge that evidence. Challenge that evidence with Ms. Khan, with Mr. Nathan, Ms. Low. Why didn't you bring this to the party's attention? You don't challenge that evidence. But you find that more believable.
No.
And I will explain later to the committee why it's not believable. But I will do so after I've answered all your questions.
I'm not making any judgment on it. In fact, I'm probing you so that I can understand your evidence and what you say supports your state of mind. Because, as I said to you earlier, your state of mind is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the objective contemporaneous evidence
mm-hmm.
is not consistent with that.
Whatever I'm saying to you right now, I said it in response to questions from journalists as well. So you take that for what it is.
And
it's on the record because you have a
I'm focused on the evidence you're giving here mm-hmm. in this committee under oath.
Yes.
So let me just see if I understand your evidence and we can move on. You were aware of the lie on the 7th. Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal were also aware of the lie by the 8th of August. Right?
On the 8th of August.
Okay. Throughout the rest of August, no steps were taken by you, and as far as you know, Ms. Lim, Mr. Manap, Mr. Faisal, to speak to Ms. Khan about clarifying the lie in Parliament.
Yes, I think I made this clear in my press conference on the 2nd of December.
No steps were taken by any of you, three of you, to check if the family were aware And then for her to prepare to clarify the lie in Parliament.
I can only speak for myself.
Okay, yourself.
And I've given my evidence that I spoke to her on the 3rd of October, telling her to take ownership and responsibility.
Keep to my time period.
So your time period?
I want to be
answer,
clear.
Yes.
Answer is yes. So yes. None...
And it's, I've given this answer, I think, 4 or 5 times, Mr. Chairman.
No, I want to be very clear, okay?
Oh, so you can't be more clearer than how I've put it to you.
Okay, but indulge me. So nothing whatsoever in August.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, September. Same question. Mm-hmm. Were there any steps taken in September which would be consistent with
Mr. Chairman,
that Ms.
I've answered this question. I already said no. I don't know how what part of no Mr. Tong doesn't understand.
No, I think we better be clear.
No, I'm telling you now, be crystal clear. And I've been crystal clear in all my answers.
And
nothing
so crystal,
for me to hide.
The crystal clear
on the 2nd of December in front of the press. Crystal clear with you today.
I'm not so sure about the press, but the crystal clear position now...
Well, I said the same thing to the press. Why the press, I think, asked a question to that extent.
The crystal clear position now is that not a single step was taken by either you or as far as you know, Ms. Lim or Mr. Faisal,
mm-hmm.
towards ensuring that Ms. Khan would come clean and clarify her lie in Parliament in October.
Up to the 3rd of August, yes.
3rd of October, you mean?
3rd of October, I beg your pardon.
Okay, so up to the 3rd of October, no steps were taken, correct?
I've said so many, many, many times.
Well, it's important for us to be clear, Mr. Singh.
That's taking it too far, I think. Bit of a stretch.
Now, you say that, and you said it to the press as well, she couldn't clarify the issue in September because Ms. Khan had shingles,
mm-hmm.
right? She had shingles, first diagnosed with it around the 8th or 9th of September, thereabouts, mm-hmm. right?
I don't know. I have to be sure. I have to check.
Would it roughly accord with your recollection?
I'll have to check. But if that's the time that you have, that's the date. It's not something I'm going to dispute, that's for sure.
Okay, I can tell you that from open sources that Ms. Khan published a Facebook post on the 9th of September to say that she's been diagnosed with shingles. So you can take that from me.
Yes, I think I referred to it earlier also.
The sitting in Parliament was 4 days later, on the 13th of September.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you would not have known in August that Ms. Khan would come down with shingles, right?
Obviously not.
Yes. So let me understand why no steps were taken to try and clarify the matter in September. Because all along we've been focused on trying to clarify it in October.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, there was an earlier opportunity for you to do it if you wanted to. And this would be the September sitting.
Mm-hmm.
September 13th.
Yes, it follows.
And this would be about 5 weeks after you became aware of the lie.
Right.
So there would be enough time.
Like I said, I expected Ms. Khan to inform me when she had spoken to her parents. And she told me on the 8th of August that she also had, a therapist also knew of what had occurred. And so I wanted to give her sufficient time to confer with her parents, her therapist, because she was going to make very important revelations in Parliament.
Okay.
So it is consistent with my earlier evidence that there was no follow-up.
Okay. So my question is, you could have considered September as a possible window for you to clarify, right?
Indeed, absolutely.
And so actually shingles is not a reason why it was not clarified.
Well, it would have been this. I would imagine, and again, going into speculation here, that I would have, if I had known that she wasn't suffering from shingles, I may have well communicated with her before that to say this issue may well come up and you better take responsibility and ownership. But it's speculative because.
But you would only have done that very close to the September sitting.
I'm not sure. I really am not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the risk of upsetting you again, just
you're not upsetting me, Mr.
Prior to
trust
when
me,
she
you're
had
not upsetting me. Not at
prior
all.
To when she had shingles on the 9th of September,
I think
there was no attempt to try to speak to her to clarify the truth at the September sitting.
I've
correct?
Given my evidence, and that's your earlier question. Stretched from 8th of August right up to the 3rd of
yes,
October.
Yes, but now that you know that there is a September sitting on the 13th mm-hmm. of September, just indulge me. The answer would also be no, right? No attempt.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
I'll have to come back. I probably can confirm when she communicated with me. She had shingles. I'm not sure whether it coincides with the day she makes the Facebook post, but I'll have to check. I'll give this evidence
that
to
day
the committee.
Or shortly after?
Or shortly before, I don't know.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Yeah, I will put this evidence to the committee.
Now, after the sitting on the 4th of October, there was a meeting in a room, Ello's office, mm-hmm. and she had told us that there were two issues that were discussed at that meeting. And I'll just show you her evidence and then ask you some questions
yes,
on them, okay?
Yes, please. Ms. Khan's evidence. This is Friday. Okay. Mr. Thong, I have two binders in front of me. Just confirm with me which date you're referring to and time.
Okay, I will come back to you in a moment. Please turn to page 95.
Of
the 2nd of December bundle.
Okay, page 95.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so you look just around the, just before the halfway mark of this page.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her about, well, let me just read it to you. I said, yes, thank you. Now, you mentioned that after these statements were made on 4th October, that there was a meeting. I don't know whether it's physically or through messaging. Can you elaborate?
Mr. Thong, I do apologize. Page 95, right?
95.
Where are you?
Of 2nd December. Are you on 2nd December?
This is 2nd December. But just roughly, where are you on that
around
page?
Just past the middle, or just around
a meeting
middle.
With? That's in the middle?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're on the same page.
So meeting is with fellow MPs from the Workers' Party
right.
in relation to what happened in Parliament on 4th October.
Right.
And so if you just quickly cast your eye over the next few lines,
mm-hmm.
it is the same meeting you described at mm-hmm. the LO office with Ms. Lim and Ms. Khan and yourself.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So I said, just three of you? She says, yes. Can you tell us what happened? She says, there was a discussion on what the next step should be, and that was it. That was the conclusion of the conversation. What do you mean by next step should be? What does that mean? Can you give me more clarity? Ms. Khan says, we had the discussion around possible police investigation, the possibility of me being heard at the Committee of Privileges, and there was a discussion that, and that was the main gist of the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be an accurate reflection of what was discussed?
No, it would not be.
It would not be?
No, it would not be.
This was a short meeting, right?
Very, very short.
Yes.
It was very, very short.
Very, very short.
Yes.
And you knew that either at this meeting or shortly thereafter that she went to consult with lawyers.
She emailed the advice to me, yes.
Yes. And the without going into the nature of the advice,
sure.
Tell us what why lawyers were consulted.
I do not know why she consulted lawyers.
You would have seen the advice, so you yeah. and I'm not asking you to share the advice with
right.
me, but what? Why were lawyers consulted?
You have to ask this question to Ms. Khan.
To your knowledge, because you saw the advice.
I would suppose the police may have already written to her by then, and she sought legal advice on what the police were requesting of her.
This request by the police, mm-hmm. Ms. Khan says that she was directed by yourself and Ms. Lim not to respond. Is that true?
That is not true.
Did you tell her to respond to the police?
I was of the view that this matter was...
No, answer my question.
Yeah,
because I asked you a question and you say it's not true. So
yeah.
I therefore asked you the opposite, which is...
Right.
So did you direct her
no,
to
I don't.
Respond?
I do not recall directing her not to
so
respond
So if you didn't direct
police,
her to respond to the police
mm-hmm.
and you didn't direct her not to respond to the police, what did you do?
Sorry, say that again. Sorry, there were two negatives in there, so I'm trying to... Could you just repeat that?
Ms. Khan's evidence is that
yes.
yourself and Ms. Lim
uh-huh.
directed her not to respond to the police.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true.
Let's deal with that. Okay.
Did you advise her, counsel, or direct her to meet with the police?
No, I did not.
So you neither told her not to meet the police, mm-hmm. nor did you tell her to meet the police. So what did you do?
No, so you see, I come back to first principles. What does Parliament say about it?
Mr. Singh, first principles. This is a matter of fact.
Right.
Simple fact. Did you tell her yes or no? And if not, then what did you tell her?
Well, I have to be very careful what I say, because whatever I directed her to do was predicated on the fact that she had told a lie in Parliament. There is Section 5 of the Parliament Act, and the nature of the advice was similar to my own thinking, and I did not ask her to... I expected you address this issue in Parliament because it's a matter that has come up in Parliament and the appropriate forum to address it would be in Parliament. That was my thinking. I did not order her, don't talk to the police, don't do this, don't do that. No, I don't recall saying this to her.
This request by the police, mm-hmm. I mean, you know how they work, I think, by and large.
I think I'm not sure.
Would be not an unreasonable one. It follows from the lack of clarity on the 4th of October, correct?
I disagree. I think it was something they ought to be aware of, that a matter has come up in Parliament. We believe in the separation of powers schema. An MP had said something in Parliament. It is for Parliament to correct that problem. And there's a good reason why that exists. There's a good reason why freedom of speech is on the statute in
Parliament. Mr. Singh, let me stop you there. Do you mean to say that if a member of Parliament goes and makes a speech that accuses a police or any public agency for that matter of behaving badly,
right,
that particular agency will have no interest in wanting to find out more?
Oh, no, they have all the interest in finding out more. But
surely you would agree with that.
Through what channel do they find out more?
What other channel could there be? Come
Very simple. Put your request to the Minister of Home Affairs like they did and just say, you have made this accusation against the police. You are in Parliament now. This is the forum where you've made this accusation.
Mr. Singh,
let us know what the truth is.
Let me stop you there.
That conforms with the law.
No, Mr. Singh.
That's my view.
Don't throw the law at me. And please, in this case, get real. Okay? Listen.
Mm-hmm. I'm very real on this point.
Heard the Minister of Home Affairs. Mm-hmm. Seek clarification after clarification. It was not forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
No details were coming.
Right.
You want to write to the same Minister for Home Affairs and ask for details?
Well.
That's not real. Please.
Well, then
So, I'm saying to you that a natural step would be for the police to ask for details.
Right.
And this is what happened, correct?
Right. And of course, the Member of Parliament can rely on the Parliament Act to determine how to resolve this matter.
Sure. But I'm asking you a different question. Let's go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
The question that was asked by the police was not an unreasonable one, right?
A request. It was framed as a request.
Yeah, not an unreasonable one, correct?
No, it was not unreasonable.
Yes, thank you. Not that difficult.
No, not difficult at all. And I've also explained why. It was for her to say it in Parliament.
If it was not an unreasonable request, why did you not advise Ms. Khan to go and see the police?
Well, in my view, she had said something in Parliament. I knew what the truth of what she had said. It was untrue. She concocted this anecdote, and it was for her to come to Parliament and correct it.
You're not answering my question.
That's my answer.
The police is now putting forward a not unreasonable mm-hmm. request.
Mm-hmm.
Asking questions of a fellow party member.
Mm-hmm.
You, by this time, mm-hmm. know
mm-hmm.
that an untruth is on the record concerning
yes.
the police.
Yes.
The police is trying to work out
yes.
what the true position is.
Yes.
Why would you not advise Ms. Khan to attend the interview with the police and share her views?
Because I know what the next step has to be. She has to correct
Why must
untruth
it happen in
that Parliament.
Sequence? Why must it happen in that sequence?
That's my reading of it. You're asking for my evidence. In my view, she had to correct what she had said the police in Parliament.
So the only way in which she could give an answer to the police was to stand up in Parliament and address it?
Yes. That's my answer, yes.
Did you tell her that?
I believe I would have communicated this to her.
How?
Verbally.
Not by email?
No.
After all, she sent you an email.
Yes.
With a specific request of what would you like me to do, right?
I am not sure. I have to check my... You may have WhatsApp chats from her. Please present them to me and then I can try and address your question.
Can I ask you to please look at what Mr. Faisal Manap tendered to this committee yesterday?
Where is that? What page am I on?
Yeah, please look at the bottom pagination, page 14.
1-4, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
This is an email dated 7 October at 5.07 p.m.
Yes.
By Ms. Raisha Khan to Mr. Pritam Singh, Ms. Sylvia Lim, Mr. Muhammad Faisal Manap.
Yes, I remember this.
Let me read it to you. Dear all, I've received this email from SPF asking to continue the investigations and for me to come down for an interview. I've shared this with Jordan, who's advising me, and he'll share his views tonight. Please let me know what you'd like me to do, and I will share Jordan's thoughts on this matter, on the matter as well. Thanks for listening to me, for caring for me, and for guiding me through this without judgment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, she's asking you for what you'd like her to do, right?
Yes, I believe I have a WhatsApp communication with her about this email, which I'll be happy to tender to the committee.
Yes, please do.
And I believe she makes the same request to want to talk about it. And I informed her that I'll talk to you and I made some arrangements for some dates about it.
Yeah. So let me try to understand why you advised her not to see the police, but to see Parliament first. Okay. Is it because you felt that you didn't understand the full extent of the story yet?
No.
No. Is it because you felt that you weren't sure what she's going to say to the police?
Absolutely not.
No. Is it because you felt that with the police she had no privileges, whereas in Parliament she had privileges?
I think that is a question which has some bearing on where I felt what the appropriate forum would be to address the matter.
Right. But you see, from everything that you said earlier, what happened on the 4th at night and thereafter, and I don't propose to go through it again.
Sure.
You're telling us that by that time, the decision had been taken out of her hands. Remember you said that?
I think she had alluded to that. She had alluded to
it. You said it to us today.
Yeah, because it was clear to me that when she said perhaps there's another way, honestly, that locks it in for me.
No, as far as you're concerned, I think you formed that view the moment she lied again in Parliament.
And absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you said it's now taken out of her hands
absolutely.
And you
agree.
Control the process.
Agree.
Okay. So, this is 7th October. Police is asking for information on the same topic. And you now know that there's now only one way forward in your evidence earlier, which is to disclose.
I knew that earlier already. I knew that by the 4th of October.
Well, you are now driving that process. The difference, according to you...
I'm driving...
According to you, the evidence before that you gave was that pre-4th October, it was for her. Post-4th October, given that she lied again, you are now driving that process.
I wouldn't draw that binary so clearly, but I would say even post-4th October... In my instructions to her, I didn't draft her statement and so forth. You drafted, have to do it. But it goes to the point you're making that I am driving the process. I know there's no other way now. You have to tell the truth.
Well,
to that extent, yes.
Actually, on your evidence, there ought to have been no other way earlier as well.
Well, I mean, that's quite obvious. Right. I mean, but you're asking me about pre-4th October and post-4th October, so I'm directing my question accordingly.
So you see, if that's the case... I struggle to understand why Ms. Khan was not advised by you to explain her position to the police, despite being asked not once, twice, but three times by the police. And in your view, a not unreasonable request.
Once, twice, and three times, what are the dates? What are you referring to?
From my memory, 7th October, 15th October, and 18th October.
Okay, I don't know about all these requests, but I know a request came in and it was clear to me that this issue had to be addressed in Parliament. And I believe we communicated the same to Ms. Raisa. Ms. Lim could be there, I can't speak for her, but We did tell her, just reply to the police and tell them you will address this issue in Parliament. And I need to check, but I think she did do that.
Well, maybe you can check whether you did advise her on that.
Yes. For sure, she was told to reply to the police to say that she would address this issue in Parliament. I'm quite sure she said that, and I think you'll find it in the newspapers as well.
That was a press release. If you have a reply to the police, please let us know. Because you seem to suggest that that's your advice to her.
I did tell her, look, if the police are asked, I think it was the second time the police have asked. I need to check the my email records, but certainly I am quite sure she replied to them to say she will address this issue in Parliament. I'm quite certain of that.
Can you please check and let us know?
Let me put a note on it. I'll check. I'll get back to the committee. At the very least, I believe there was a Straits Times article where she communicated that she had replied to the police.
Yes, so, that's on the 20th of October.
I'm not sure of the date, but
I'm quite sure.
I'll check.
I'm quite sure.
Okay.
But that is, of course, quite late in the day after three requests had already been made.
I'm not sure what the total number of requests.
Take it from me. Three requests, mm-hmm. all made before 20th October, before there was a press statement released.
Well, we'll have to check. I'll have to remember when I communicated to her to reply to the police. Certainly, there was no reason to delay any reply to the police to say that you're addressing this matter in Parliament.
That's what I would have thought. But why did you not have to... Why was that response not given on the 7th of October? Why was there three requests by the police?
Again, the matter did come up, but I think the focus, or at least my focus, more importantly, was for her to come out and tell the truth. I'm not sure exactly at what point I communicated exactly to her, just reply to the police and say, I'm going to address this in Parliament, because that's where we're going.
Yes, but you see, Mr. Singh, let me be direct and blunt, mm-hmm. as I always am. I suggest to you that on the 7th of October, you did not advise Ms. Khan to see the police or advise Ms. Khan to reply to the police in any shape or form because you were yourself not clear at that stage that this matter would be clarified in Parliament.
Disagree. Completely disagree.
And there is no evidence, contemporaneous evidence, as of the 7th of October, which suggests that you were taking steps to prepare for Ms. Khan to clarify this statement in Parliament, correct?
On the 7th?
As of the 7th.
Correct, because she wasn't speaking to us. After the 4th, there was no communication apart from that email or that email that she sent to us about a police request. And thereafter, it was about me arranging with her to actually talk to her about a statement. So that meeting I initiated, and that was on the 12th of October, where she said she wasn't prepared to come forward, and that was not acceptable to us.
This suggestion that she's not in communication with you, I mean, that's not true. She was in active communication with
you. Sorry, I think you didn't hear me carefully. Apart from that email that was sent with regard to the police...
Not just the email, Mr. Singh. I heard you very well. You were in constant communication directly on messaging.
No, I mean, we're referring to the episode, the fact, what are you going to do with the fact that you've lied? I mean, that's the main thing we've got to talk about.
So my...
And she's not referring to that until the 12th, where I call a meeting, I sit her down.
And let me tell you, let me put to you this, that as of the 7th, there's just been no steps taken, which objective contemporaneous steps taken, which would be suggestive of Ms. Khan preparing to go to Parliament to clarify the lie, correct?
On the 7th?
As of the 7th.
No, there wasn't.
And that's why you felt that she could not reply to the police.
She could not see
the police.
Disagree. The fact that the police put in a request is completely separate from the point that Ms. Khan had to go to Parliament and tell the truth. It may not be what you believe. You're nodding your head that you don't. You seem to suggest to me you don't believe it, but from the 4th of October, it was clear to me what direction this was going. You had to tell the truth. And that was that whether the police had written to her or not written to her,
yeah,
she would have told the truth on the 1st of November.
You see, Mr. Singh, there might be different forum, police, parliament, but there's only one truth.
Ah.
Okay?
There's also separation of powers. There's parliament, judiciary, and the executive.
Mr. Singh, we don't need a lecture on that now, okay?
I'm not giving you a lecture.
There's only one truth. Whether you tell the police or you tell the parliament, there's only one answer.
That's right.
So, what do you have to hide?
Nothing to hide.
What are you concerned about? Why didn't you advise Ms. Khan? This is not an unreasonable request. They are entitled to see you and ask you questions. Please attend. Be truthful.
She has told a lie.
Why didn't you do that?
She has told a lie in Parliament. In my judgment, you correct the lie in Parliament. You have said something on the record in Parliament. When you go to the police station, are all the cameras going to be there to say, to record you what you say? The admission that you make to the police, I actually lied. You should do it in front of the House, in front of everybody. And that's why she had to do it in Parliament.
Is that your answer, Mr. Singh?
Of course.
That you lie about the police reacting badly to sexual assault victims in Parliament, and you feel that you can't go to the police station to tell them, I'm sorry, this didn't happen.
Back up.
No, answer my question.
I disagree with that
characterization. Don't avoid my question.
I never avoided any question you asked me.
So what's wrong with being open and transparent to the police? What do you have to hide?
You are a member of Parliament. There is a Parliament Act. You have freedom of speech in Parliament. It means something, especially to an opposition MP. You should be free to say what you want, but you should be free to be scrutinized for what you've said in Parliament, free to appear before a committee of privileges, because this is the institution that has processes, procedures to deal with what you do in Parliament.
That's just drawing lines, Mr. Singh.
Those are important lines. They are there for a reason,
Mr. Tong.
You are saying
you are free to go to, as a member of Parliament, you are free to go to Parliament to say as you wish, but you can't.
That's what the Prime Minister said. You can even bring rumours to Parliament and let the executive demolish those rumours.
Mr. Singh, please do not interrupt, firstly, and please do not bring up irrelevant material. You are saying that you can go to Parliament, have the freedom of speech, in your words, to speak in Parliament, but you can't go to the police station to correct a lie spoken in Parliament about the police. Is that what you're saying?
Answer my question. I am saying something different.
No. Okay. So,
my answer would be no.
Okay. Please explain.
My answer would be no, because I believe that the Parliament's Privileges, Immunities and Powers Act clearly delineates that members of Parliament have the freedom of speech. They cannot be questioned in any other place outside of Parliament. That's the law. And in my reading, there's a reason why that exists, because you give members of Parliament the freedom to say what they want to say in Parliament. But it doesn't mean Parliament is some toothless animal. If the truth does not come out, there are procedures like this, committees like this, which can get to the truth. And that's exactly what, in my mind, ought to have happened. She had to go to Parliament, correct the record, and face the music.
Mr. Singh, you tell us that's the law.
That's my reading of the law.
Okay, you're entitled to it, okay?
Yes.
But actually, I'm not really looking at legal niceties.
Well, that was my state of mind. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm interested in making sure that the truth is corrected as soon as possible. And there is a request now by the police. For Parliament, you might say, well, I need to make sure that there's another parliamentary sitting. So, okay, it's another 3 weeks or 4 weeks later, and that's the forum. That's probably what you're thinking. But the police is available at any time from the 7th of October onwards for you to come clean and correct the lie. Why not take it?
What is there to hide? Because if you have decided
that she has to come forward now and come clean, if you say, as you say, by the time she spoke the lie again on the 4th of October, there's only one outcome now, which is she's got to come clean, then why not on the 7th of October go and do it with the police station? Whether or not she's entitled to privileges and rights and so on in Parliament is one question. But any citizen, even a member of parliament, can go to the police station and clarify a fact.
Indeed so.
So why not?
Because I, in my judgment, parliament was the right forum to correct her mistake.
And you told her that?
In the course of our communication about the police request, I said, look, I think this is something that you should correct in parliament.
And so therefore you told her not to go to the police?
I said, I didn't say don't go to the police. I said,
but that must be what you mean, right? If you tell her that...
If I'm telling you correct it in parliament, that's what it says. That must be what you mean. Correct it
so
in parliament.
So Ms. Khan was right when she said she was directed by you not to go to the police. Correct?
I would have given her that instruction. I would have given her the guidance that, if you're asking me about this, my view is you correct it in parliament. Yes.
And guidance and instruction not to go to the police, right?
I wouldn't go so far. She's a member of parliament. She sought this legal advice on her own. She could, if she felt that my advice was irrelevant and that actually she wanted to go to the police, there was nothing I could have done to stop her.
Well, I'm suggesting to you, Mr. Singh, that one plausible reason why she didn't go to the police at your guidance or advice is because at that point in time, there was no plan to come clean in parliament. Not yet.
Completely untrue.
And it was only later on in October that that was a settled position.
No.
But as of 7th of October, that wasn't the case.
As of the 7th
Could
of October,
right?
There was no confirmation of what she was going to say in Parliament. That's true.
No, I didn't say that. I said there was no consensus that she would come clean in Parliament.
In so far as I was concerned, on the 4th of October, when she had verbalised this alternate path to be honest, I was clear. That was the point. That was what was going to happen.
All right. And so you would disagree with my suggestion that you told her not to go to the police because by that time, meaning 7th of October, there was no consensus that she would come and clarify her lie in Parliament.
I would repeat the question so you don't accuse me of not answering it.
And so you would disagree with my suggestion that you would not that you told her not to go to the police because by that time, meaning 7th October, there was no consensus that she would come and clarify her lie in Parliament.
Disagree.
Now, Mr. Chairman, I know that the transcribers need a short break. Do you want to take one now? Yeah, a short one?
We can take a short break. We adjourn now. It's 2:55. Let's come back at 3:05. 10 minutes break.
Okay, we'll take a short break because the transcribers need some time off.
Sure. No, I fully understand.
Chairman, I think since Mr. Singh hasn't had his lunch,
Would you like to have more time and finish off your lunch?
Sure. Can. But maybe 15 minutes would be sufficient.
Yeah. So why not we adjourn and we come back at, say, 3:15, 3:20, 3:15?
3:15, is it?
1:05.
Sure. Okay. May I be discharged, Chair, for the purposes of the break?
Yeah, please do. And similarly for members who have didn't finish lunch just now.